Music Zettel
with James Humberstone.
Welcome to Music Zettel, a podcast about what music education should look like if it's thoroughly infused with technology. So I want to go to the elephant in the room first, because if we can point out that it's sitting in the corner of the room, it's quite lumpy, a little bit grey, probably not very well looked after, just generally quite an upset elephant, then we can just accept that and we can move on. We're all friends. So the elephant is in the shape of the end of what we could call season one of Music Zettel, which was a sort of petering out. I actually had another 3 episodes recorded and then didn't finish editing them. And I wanted to do a final one, which would have given us 10 episodes, which is a nice number for a series or a season. And life got in the way. I just didn't have time to do the editing. And I kind of knew when I started off this whole podcasting thing, given that life is always busy, that I needed to have a bit of a buffer, be ahead. And I started off a little bit ahead and then very soon was making one per week or 2 weeks. It's a bit tough to keep up with it. So didn't learn from my own lesson. And I'm sorry that. Let's just refer to that as season one. Season one did peter out somewhat, but that's okay, you know, because it was better to have those 6 episodes that we had than to not have them. I got it kicked off and I was pretty excited to start off season 2 the very next semester. As you know, if you listen to the first 6 episodes, or what we're now calling the first season, basically what I try to do in Music Zettel is that I try to look at something from my own teaching practice, mostly in music education at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, sometimes some stuff in my own composition and songwriting and producing life and process, and sometimes just a related project that might come in there, or maybe some research. So I was pretty excited to get back into it at the start of 2020. Had some really, really great courses again this semester, which has just finished. So that was some 14 or 15 weeks ago now. And, well, you can imagine what happened. Best laid plans, mice, men, and the elephant in the corner of the room. Because I think, you know, just at the point I was feeling like I was maybe on top of semester, and I could start making podcasts and we could ramp up towards the end of semester. Well, this thing called a global pandemic happened. Actually, I'm interested in that question, right? So a pandemic is automatically a pandemic once it's gone over multiple countries, right? So is it stupid saying a global pandemic? Is it just a pandemic? Or is it like a pandemic could just maybe be 3 or 4 countries? And I should say global pandemic because it like genuinely is. Anyway, either way, I live in one of the lucky countries. You know, I think probably generally when it comes to most of the policies of pretty much every government of either side of politics since I first arrived in Australia permanently to live in 97, I would not speak very warmly of most of the policies that they've enacted. And ours were a little bit slow to respond to COVID-19 at first, but gosh, they've actually done a remarkably good job since. As much as it might pain me to admit that a political party that I don't really like has done a good job of anything, but they have. They've done a great job. We've only had just over 100 people die here in Australia, which is still obviously 100 people too many. We're not quite as cool as New Zealand, but that's true on all fronts. So we're really lucky here. Coming out of our lockdown, and so far things looking good. Still a few things to be worried about, especially if you run choirs. More about that in a later episode. I will be teaching online for the rest of the year, so I'm sure that'll be a subject of the odd podcast. So that's sad. And we, of course, being in Australia here, those of you in Europe and North America had to deal with COVID hitting you as you came out of winter and into spring. We have got hopefully through the worst of it in our autumn, when the weather is, at least in the bit of Australia I live in, still lovely. And now we're going into winter. And, you know, Australia does actually get cold and less humid. And so it could possibly be worse, but hopefully it won't be. So that hit. And actually, you know, I really want to make a podcast about dealing with COVID from the point of view. I don't know whether this is interesting, but from the point of view of someone who had to shift to online teaching at a tertiary level, so training pre-service music teachers, and with no time to do the transition. So I know that was true for most of us. So I don't want to sound like, you know, oh, I'm special because I did it with no preparation and no time. I think most of us did that. Some of my colleagues in other universities were lucky enough to be given a week or two to rewrite their courses and prepare materials. And I know some school teachers had that as well. We didn't. We were told, please be prepared to do this from Monday. And if you can do it from Monday, do it from Monday. Otherwise, keep on teaching in person for one more week and then bang, it's all online. So that was very stressful. And in addition to trying to do a good job of teaching online and rewriting courses at the same time you were teaching them, you know, we had to deal with just the idea of being in a pandemic. And then, of course, a couple of weeks after that, dealing with the old homeschooling thing. So I think there's a bunch of podcasts there. And this is not that podcast, and nor will it be anytime soon. So I didn't do that, and I do still want to do that, though. For me, if anything, the period I've learned more about online teaching and learning. But as somebody who had been doing that through the MOOC that I often plug in this podcast and a bunch of other things, I've been doing a lot of online teaching now for best part of a decade, maybe more than a decade, actually. And many of you will know things like my Sibelius course, which was all you know, video learning based, even when I was publishing through a company that just wanted me to do books and files and things. So I've got video production skills, audio skills, all those kind of things. So I had all of that to bring to it, but it was still an awful lot of work and very, very stressful. But what I really want to talk about is actually what I learned about dealing with my own anxiety, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. The stress of just having to work very hard, but also just trying to keep your eye on so many balls that are up in the air in terms of your family and your work and all that kind of stuff. So, but that's going to come later. If you think that, I can't think of anything more boring than listening to Humberstone waffle on about his anxiety during COVID. Fair enough, really. But don't tune out, because that's not going to come this episode. In fact, it's not going to come this season. So having dealt with the elephant and having dealt with where we're at, I'm now at the end of semester one. I've got a couple of months before semester two, which is going to start delayed to give us the best chance of being able to run orchestras and choirs and things like that in person from late August, maybe September, October. I will be teaching online all year, though, as I said before. But I've got this big gap coming up. So why would I want to make start season two? So the answer to that is because I've just finished teaching technology and music education this semester. And on Friday, we're going to have our presentation of learning. And one of the things that my season one was talking about a lot was technology and music education, and the fact that we were going to move towards having this presentation of learning, and I started to talk about it. Now, normally I wouldn't teach it two semesters in a row, but it just so happens, having moved our degree around, that it's coming up. It's come up again this semester. So I've taught those lectures. Obviously, quite a bit of transfer to having to deal with the old teaching online thing, but probably of all of the courses that run at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, probably not one of the most affected, because there was lots of stuff that did transfer very, very nicely. So I'm going to I'm going to create a mini series about the five streams for the presentation of learning. And that's going to take, it's going to actually happen on Friday, which might be all the way through into Saturday for some of you who are a long way behind Australia in terms of the time difference. One of the things I was just, I have one of the highlights of my week over the COVID time, since we've been able to at least go out for a jog with one other person during our lockdown, has been that one of my running partners is my friend Brad Fuller, who was in an earlier podcast. He's the head of music at Northern Beaches Christian School, an amazing thinker about music education, in fact, education, learning generally. One of the things that Brad pointed about to me on a recent run was listening back to the podcast, the Music Zettel podcast, was that maybe mentioning specific dates and events ages a podcast. Had a listen to the last one, kind of agree with him, but I've just decided I'm going with it. So apologies to a friend, also PhD candidate. Watch out for his research coming to this podcast soon, hopefully. But yeah, I've decided to just go with it. Rather than thinking, well, I can't talk about things which are specific to a time or say that things are coming and look forward to them, because then if people listen to the podcast later on, that those things won't be relevant. I'm just going to bundle it up. So this is a little bundle of Zettels for you here. And this is a micro season, a mini season leading to Friday, where I'm going to make one micro or mini podcast about each stream. And I'm going to talk about two things. Firstly, the teaching that I did that led to the projects that the students have taken on. And then the second part, I'm just going to mention a few of the projects. I'm going to drop my students' names because they're fantastic. They've already shared their names and their projects on their websites. And that's a very, very exciting thing. I would love to see many of you, anyone who's listening, who can make time at whatever your equivalent of 5:30 p.m. this Friday, Sydney time, is for you. Go and look it up. The magic of Google will tell you what time that is for you. I'd love to see you there, and I will provide links and things at the end of this podcast to go and sign up. It's free. 45 presentations, 10 sort of from the main stage presentations, and then you can pick a stream and see 7 more kind of like small group presentations and discussions based on these streams that I'm going to talk about. So I'd love to see you there. And hey, look, you know, if you were listening to this in a week or in 6 months and you're thinking, maybe as Brad was worried, oh, that's dated a bit. Well, you know, I do this every year. So get into it. Have a listen to what's going on. Hopefully it's really interesting and valuable anyway. And if you're listening later and you've missed the presentation of learning, don't worry, because you can come to the next one. In fact, I think maybe there are going to be 2 next year. Wow, that's pretty exciting stuff. Okay, so I've waffled on quite a lot. I've already made this is already long enough for a podcast. So let me whiz through elective stream 1, with apologies to the students who are in elective stream 1, but whose names I will mention and projects I will mention, albeit a little bit quickly. So elective stream 1, I have called For Kids of All Ages! ! And then, just in case you don't get that point, brackets includes primary schools, or as we would say, elementary schools in the US. So I really just wanted to make sure that I had a stream of, because we often run professional development at the con, and because of the way our music curriculum works and the kind of professional development that people are asking for tends to be for the older end of school ages, i.e. exam preparation. That's what people tend to worry about. And I always try to make sure that everything I do when I'm doing a series of lectures or professional developments, that it has a dedicated day for people teaching younger, or for teachers teaching younger people. It's kind of like, you know, it's where all of the stuff gets formed, doesn't it? Our old mate Richard Gill always used to say, we wouldn't need to worry about high school education, music education, if we could just fix primary school music education. I'm not sure if he's completely right, but I think probably about 99.5% right there. So, we've got a stream. It's not, I haven't called it a primary stream because it's not, some of these ideas would definitely do for high school kids as well. But everything I've put in this stream, I think would work really nicely for kids of all ages. So there's a little bit of a theme going on there from our Maker Movement episode. Lecture in this series. Now, normally in my Maker Movement lecture, I tend to do more of the techie kind of stuff. Lots of Arduino boards, makey makeys, things like that, some programming. And I try to get students thinking about the real kind of high tech side of the Maker Movement. I've had students doing welding and all sorts of exciting things in the past. This year, obviously, even though I did just drop a little bit of a hint for my friend, who shall remain nameless, Graham Faulkner, at one of Australia's most reputable electronics companies, which shall remain nameless, JCAR, I did ask for a little bit of sponsorship, but Gray wasn't going to take that hint. That's fair enough. But he's a very fine swing bowler who's bowled me out quite a lot of times. So, you know, kudos to Graham for that, even if he couldn't get me some free gear for the COVID Maker Movement lecture. But I'm lucky because I've had a bunch of different associations with people who run Maker Things and have great ideas about the Maker Movement and what it might mean for music education. And of course, last semester, in fact, in the last episode, at the end of the last season, we'd had Lindsay Pollock to stay, and he'd been doing some fairly old school Maker Movement stuff, i.e. cutting bits of pipe and drilling holes in. So you'll see a theme through quite a few of these projects, because this year what I did was I was lucky enough to get Mr. Phil to come, and who is a music teacher at, I think we agreed that we wouldn't name the school, we're calling it Maker Primary School. But anyway, Mr. Phil Nanlowy, to come, who is a experienced teacher himself. He's a university lecturer and now has been volunteering but also working as a paid teacher in a school to create a maker space where kids can come in and build things. And Phil loves his tools, and so we had lots of look at the kind of projects that Phil had run with his students. And I'm going to be releasing a longer podcast as a little bonus to go with this mini season this week as well, which is just me chatting to Phil for an inordinately long length of time. So that'll sit as its own little podcast for those who are interested in ideas of making creativity and where music education might fit into STEM or STEAM, i.e. how we can steal other people's budgets to make our music programs better. Yes. You'll see a little bit of that, including on the evening in elective stream one. We've got Jessica Yendel, who's done a project called Musical Sounds at Home, and that very much takes one of the things that we did that week was that I said to students after they'd listened to this chat with me and Phil and then asked him questions, and we'd had lots and lots of fun online. I said, right, now we're going to reverse garbage. Phil brought up reverse garbage. Now we're all going to reverse garbage at home. So those kids, God dear me, my students, my pre-service music teachers, then all went and had a look at, dug around their, you know, their recycling bins, things like that. It's a perfect lockdown project, isn't it? I'm sure many of you were out there getting kids to build instruments at home. So anyway, Jess has created a whole project about that. She's going to be sharing that. And so there are some other projects which I've actually put in this stream, but also in other streams. So I'll talk about those in other podcasts later. And then the other thing, which I think is really, really relevant to students of all ages, is that we looked at ebooks. Now, I've got a separate stream for digital resources, but this is more the idea of a storybook or some kind of like, I don't want to say infotainment, because that's a fairly, I actually just have said it, haven't I? That's a fairly terrible term. But yeah, with the idea of actually delivering learning through storytelling or animation, beautiful artwork, that kind of thing. So we've got a whole bunch of those projects that we're going to share. First in this stream, we've got Louise Wilson, who has animated Britain's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. In fact, I think more precisely the first 3 minutes of it, because it turns out that making an animation takes forever. And so she'll be talking about that. And the nice thing about these elective streams is I am asking my students to make sure that there's time for question and answer. So if you've been thinking about doing some of this kind of stuff in your school or at home just for funsies, plenty of time to ask questions and get hints from them. And then we've got a pair of students who are working together, Jessica Zhao and Catherine Liu. They have made a beautiful digital artwork based around a story called Tian Tian. So that's going to be totally and utterly beautiful. And again, super relevant and interesting for primary kids, all of those ones. And then in addition to in that stream, we've also got some students who've been working in this kind of realm of thought, but they're going to be doing what we're calling main stage presentations. Because normally when we're doing this stuff in person, we have a mix of, you know, presentation tables where you can go and do hands-on looking at student projects, but also a series of shorter presentations on the stage. So a couple of those in this area, you've got Lucy Cantrell, who's created a children's ebook called Molly's Musical Model. And I was amazed when we still had about 5 or 6 weeks to go in semester. So miles ahead of the deadline, can you believe this? An undergraduate student who had already done stacks of their project. Absolutely remarkable. So hats off to Lucy for that. But also hats off to Lucy, because it turns out not only could she draw beautifully in terms of sort of hand drawing and painting and things like that, but she was also capable of then working out how to take those skills to the old digital palette and turn those into digital artwork, learn how to, you know, Photoshop or Illustrator or whatever she used. One of the things that we've really cashed in on over the COVID period has been the number of extended licenses of, you know, either free trials or extended trials or, you know, even totally free software. And so we've used a lot of Adobe Creative Cloud stuff. Thank you, Adobe, for sharing that for free. Can I suggest, if there's anyone from Adobe listening, and I don't imagine for a second that there is, but if you wouldn't mind making the Creative Cloud free for all university students forever, I think it would be a really smart thing for you to do, because there's no way I would have first taught myself how to use Premiere and then taught all of my students how to use Premiere if we weren't in this situation, and if I hadn't known that they all had it for free. Whereas now, I'd like to do that every year. So just a little hint for you there. Lucy's doing all sorts of exciting animation and other fun stuff with Adobe tools. And last but not least, Jessica Chen, another one of our undergraduates, has created a book called Instruments in Your Concert Band. So it's the idea of actually for kids who are joining, you know, probably a primary school. In fact, yes, it's, she's got here in her notes, it's a primary school ebook that they might want to learn about all of the instruments in the band, not just the one that they play. So she's created an electronic book to do that. And you'll see that there's a fair bit of overlap with other books. The storybook idea comes from a model that I provide from my own music. and it's a book called The Speaking Piano. So if you go to the iBooks bookstore, if you are an Apple iPad or Apple Mackie type person, and you search for The Speaking Piano by James Humberstone, you will find a free iBook that I made back in 2012 for the Goulburn Regional Conservatorium and their outreach project in primary schools around there. It's a free book, it's got free music in the back of it, and that's the music that I've used for the intro and outro of today's Music Zettle podcast. And if you don't have any of those Apple-y things, don't worry about it, because I made a web app version using the fabulous Hype. And you can see the free web app version by going to my website, composerhome.com. That's composerhome.com/piano/piano. So go check out my story. And that's always sort of served as a nice little model for my students who've, you know, wanted to do creative projects to sharpen up their own skills rather than necessarily, making straightforward resource type digital resources. So there you go. That's the first stream for kids of all ages, including primary schools. That's stream one of five streams. So I'm going to release a podcast every day for 5 days. What? How can he be sure that he can do this micro season? Well, because he's just recording all five in a row, that's why. So come back again tomorrow, find out about elective stream two, which is digital resources for teaching, learning and music making. And if you are just totally inspired and enthused and just want to immediately go and buy your free ticket. Well, hang on, get your free ticket to come to the presentation of Learning Online. You need to go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/invent ideas, where those words are capitalized. So capital I N V E N T, invent, capital I D E A S, ideas, invent ideas, bit.ly/invent ideas. You can register for free. You can choose your elective streams. We've got a program as well if you want to look at everything first or just keep listening. I think we've got 300 places. It might be 500. But get your ticket, you know, as soon as you can. And we'd love to see you there. And that's it for today's Music Zettle. Thanks for listening. As ever, if you'd like to go to my website at humberstone.org, where I blog, and have a look at the notes for today's podcast, you can leave me a message in the comments field, ask questions, that kind of stuff. No one ever does, but I'm going to keep saying it anyway because it makes me feel like a proper podcaster. And thanks for listening, and welcome back to micro season 2 of Music Zettle.